Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Internal parasite control is a long-term continuous program. In horses, control is achieved by combining chemical treatment and management practices. The goal is to limit parasite infections so animals remain healthy and clinical illness does not develop. It's impossible to eradicate all parasites from an individual, nor is that even desired. There are a couple of easy steps to take. Managers can monitor the environment, especially when conditions are ripe for egg and larval development. Secondly, timely use of dewormer treatments that match the parasite stage will help prevent the spread from animal to animal. Let's discuss some non-chemical options available to horse managers. Regular rotation of pastures or paddocks. This will help lower the worm burden as well as give forage a chance to recover. When horses are allowed to graze in large areas or rotated frequently, they're less likely to graze near infective piles of horse manure, decreasing the chances of picking up larvae. If possible, pasture a different livestock species like cattle, sheep, or goats behind the horses. These species will interrupt the parasite life cycle. Stalled stock should have their living area cleaned regularly and manure properly composted. All livestock should be fed their grain and hay from some type of rack or trough, even pastured horses. This keeps the animals from consuming dirt and other contaminants that are easily picked up from ground feeding. Avoid overstocking pastures. This prevents overgrazing and reduces exposure to parasites. Grouping horses according to their age will help minimize young horse exposure to roundworms. Harrowing pastures, commonly known as dragging, is only recommended during extremely hot, dry conditions when horses can be removed from the pasture for a minimum of 2 weeks. Work with your local vet for a chemical deworming program. In recent years, parasites that are resistant to dewormers have become increasingly identified in horses. It's now considered imperative that some untreated parasites not exposed to chemical dewormers remain in the environment to combat dewormer resistance. Another tactic to prevent resistance is to have fecal exams done on horses to confirm egg counts. Treat only those horses with significant worm loads, around 200 eggs per gram. This lowers the usage of chemical dewormers and targets only the horses that demonstrate need. Always follow the label instructions of a dewormer when administering it to a horse. Deworm horses based on their weight. When using a paste product, confirm that the horse has a clean oral cavity, free from feed debris. Working with your vet will help to monitor the effectiveness of your chemical deworming program. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.